Keeping it real with Hamilton's property portfolio.
Hi, everybody. This is Simon Harris here with today's episode of Keeping It Real with Hamilton's. Today we have a special guest in studio with us. Our CEO from our Johannesburg office, Regan, was with us today. And I thought it would be a wonderful opportunity to sort of pick his brain a little bit. Regan, as being the CEO of a national agency, how have you witnessed the various areas within our country change over the past year?
Hi, Simon. Thanks for the intro. I think over the past year to 2 years, we've witnessed quite a phenomenal change, especially with regards to, you know, the outbreak of COVID and how that's really affected most people's lives. We have aspects such as remote working. We have really jobs that have changed to such an extent that there's more accommodation from where somebody lives. What we've witnessed is there's an incredible amount of people who during lockdown went and pretty much enjoyed lockdown at the coastal regions in areas where they had, let's say hypothetically, a holiday home. And they realized very quickly that their work evolved to such an extent that they were able to work remotely. This has had a huge impact on the movement of people. And what we've witnessed is more emigration taking place, whereby people have looked at it and said, we can live and work remotely. We do not have to hypothetically be in Johannesburg. So we found that people were selling a lot of their smaller holiday homes and upgrading these over a period of time. So there was an incredible amount of demand for areas such as the Garden Route, where previously that did not exist. So with that, in Johannesburg, we found quite an exodus of people, not only overseas, but within our borders, down to areas where there is more of a quality of life, resulting in more of an oversupply in Johannesburg. This oversupply in Johannesburg has obviously led to a decrease in the average price. And we've witnessed anywhere between 15 to 20% decrease across the board. Wow. In terms of the actual prices being achieved. However, in terms of demand for coastal areas, we're finding that there is an undersupply of stock. And that undersupply of stock is having an influence of driving prices in a northerly direction, which is good. Obviously, people are looking for aspects such as infrastructure, education, all of those things which the Garden Route, for example, does accommodate. There are excellent schools. The provinces run well. So we're finding that as well. Also in our branches in Cape Town as well, we've seen a huge increase in demand, where initially there was a slight decrease in the prices being achieved. But overall, they've caught up. So there is a disparity between Johannesburg versus the various coastal towns. Also in KZN, there is also a similar kind of trend that is being witnessed to such an extent that we have decided that we will be operating in Plettenberg Bay, and we are in the process of being set up there. Also quite a hotspot for your Gautengers to go to. But overall, positive. I think the market has outperformed our expectations as to where we believed this was going. But overall, positive.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Regan. No, we really appreciate you giving us that input from sort of an overall regional level. And thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Hamilton's property portfolio offers our clients the boutique experience. This extends from our initial contact until transfer is concluded and incorporates a targeted marketing strategy, ensuring the best results for our clients. Should you wish to place your property on our portfolio, find a property, or would simply like a current market analysis, please contact us. For more about the boutique experience, visit hamiltons.co.za or find us on Facebook under Hamilton's Property Portfolio Garden Route.